Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What Happens When Students Co-Design the Course. Let's dive in. Most teachers design courses alone, then wonder why students seem disengaged and passive. What if the problem isn't student motivation, but student ownership? Today, we're exploring how co-designing your course with students transforms passive learners into innovative partners. Think about the traditional model. Teachers are the sole architects, and students are visitors in someone else's learning space. But when students become co-architects of their own learning journey, something remarkable happens. When students help shape learning objectives and assessment methods, curiosity shifts from what does the teacher want to what do we need to discover. This connects to powerful research in constructivist learning theory. Students retain 90% of what they teach others versus 10% of what they hear in lectures. The constructivism principle tells us learners build knowledge by actively participating in its creation. Co-design activates this by making students responsible for course structure, not just content consumption. Here's a practical protocol you can try. On opening day, present your draft syllabus as version 1.0. Ask students, what's missing? What would make this more relevant to your goals? Create collaborative spaces for students to propose project ideas, discussion topics, and even assessment criteria. Let me share a story that illustrates this beautifully. High school biology teacher Sarah Chen experimented with student co-designed curriculum. Her students identified local environmental concerns, designed their own field research projects, and created lab protocols. The result? A 95% completion rate on independent research projects versus 60% on traditional assignments. Students presented findings to city council, reaching an authentic audience with real-world impact. Sarah's key insight was simple. When students help design the learning, they take responsibility for the outcomes. Your Monday action step is this. Identify one element of your course students could help redesign. Could be assignment topics, discussion questions, or project formats. Ask students, if you were co-teaching this with me, what would you change? Start small, but start somewhere. Co-creation is a skill both you and your students need to develop. Co-design teaches students the most essential 21st century skill, the ability to shape systems, not just survive them. Every workplace, every community, every relationship requires this capacity to collaborate in creating something new. When we invite students to co-design learning, we're teaching them to be innovators of their own lives. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Want practical tools to bring innovation into your teaching? The companion workbook to Teaching Innovation in the Classroom will be packed with lesson plans and activities. Stay tuned at theinnovationteacher.com for the release this spring.